Hi, friends. Welcome to At the Table with Jesus. And I'm so thrilled that for the next few weeks together, we're going to get to sit at this table and think about the incredible invitation that we all have to sit down with the creator of the universe. Can we just let that sink in just for a moment? We are invited through the grace of God to sit down at the table with Jesus. And that's a huge invitation. We've talked over the last months about who we don't want at our table, and we found power in this little statement, don't give the enemy a seat at your table. In other words, just underscoring that in Jesus, we've got the ability to take back the table of our minds. But if that's who we don't want sitting at our table, then who do we want sitting at our table? And mostly, we want to open our eyes to see that Jesus has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And it's not so much where the table is. It's not really so much what's on the table. The power of this picture is who's sitting at the table with us, that Jesus is inviting us to come and to commune with him, to know him, to sit with him, to walk with him, to be friends with him, to build a relationship with him. And that's an amazing thought. So for the next few weeks together, we're going to look at the major headers in the book, At the Table with Jesus. And the first one that will carry us through the first 6 days together is Jesus is God. And I think that's the important starting point for each one of us. And maybe you're a new believer. Maybe you're just investigating Jesus. Maybe a friend gave you this book and said, Jesus has changed my life, and I believe he can change your life too. And if so, then just walk in with us and ask God every day to open your eyes to see him more clearly, to give you understanding of who he is. But for a lot of us, we've been in a relationship with Jesus for a while now. And the thing that I want us to remember today is that he is God. He's not just a good teacher, not just a nice guy that lived a few thousand years ago and helped people and was kind to the poor and taught some great things that are good principles for life, gave us the golden rule and other amazing axioms that we can live by. It's not just that Jesus was a good teacher, a moral philosopher, a good leader. Jesus is God, full stop. That means that he is the originator of everything, the creator of everything that exists. And I'm not the one who's announcing that he's God. He did that. I was remembering that in John's gospel, Jesus is telling the Jewish followers who he is, and he says it in the most profound way possible. He says, before Abraham was, I am. And he used the capital I am, the I am that would be synonymous with God, with Yahweh. And he says, before Abraham even lived, the father of the faith, I am. In other words, I predated Abraham and everything else that is. And then many places through scripture, we see that Jesus is the agent of the Trinity that actually created the universe. Paul said it this way in Colossians 1. He said, all things, that includes you and it includes me, all things have been created by Jesus and for him. And so when we come to the table today, we come with awe and with reverence and with a sense of wonder, like, how am I a created one? How am I one of, what, 7.5 billion people on planet Earth today? How am I invited to sit down with the God who created it all, who made the cosmos, who dreamed up Earth, and who knit me together in my mother's womb? The one who isn't just a nice guy, so I don't just roll up today and say, hey, Jesus, so good to see you today. Awesome to get to hang out again. I come with a sense of wonder. How am I here? I am a rebel. I am tiny. My life is a breath, but yet I've been invited to the table with God. Jesus is inviting you to come and sit with him in a posture of reverence and awe, but to know this, that the same God who made it all and has existed for all time, that same God made you. So he knows everything about you. He understands you more than you understand yourself. He knows what you need before you know what you need. He knows your strengths and your weaknesses. He knows your highs and lows. He knows everything hidden in the deepest part of your heart. And he still says, I love you and I want you to come and sit with me. So for these next few days, let's come with reverence. Let's come with awe. Let's come with an appreciation of the grace of God that allows us to come and actually know him at the table with Jesus, the Jesus that is God.